This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
On that North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, courtesy of the Dairy Brothers Guardians cast, it's on the free Odyssey app. He's at Dairy Speaks on Twitter. Matt, good morning to you. I thought people were embellishing a little bit over the weekend that, oh, this is the worst Guardians baseball I've seen. And then there were several news outlets that put out stats going, no, this is one of the worst spans of Guardians baseball, Cleveland baseball, in 120 years ever. So, yeah, I think a lot of those people are actually right. This is very well for a certain group of fans who might be of a certain age. This is the worst Guardians baseball they have ever seen in their entire lives.
Oh, that's some intro, Kenny.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Bad day. It's a bad, bad day.
As somebody that's 52 years old and grew up at the old stadium to watch some really bad teams in the late 70s, all of the 80s. I mean, the 87 team covers Sports Illustrated. Corey Snyder, Joe Carter. There was a game around this time in July of 87. They lost 17-0 to a bad White Sox team. They were 29-53 at the time. And there were no fans in the stands. Those were really dark days. Now they're drawing at Progressive Field. It's a beautiful ballpark. They've got two all-stars on their team in Ramirez and Kwan. But yes, from a statistical standpoint and from the output of the offense, I mean, this is embarrassing. It's really bad. I mean, they cannot score. Get it? Offense is down in baseball. Pitching dominates, but I mean, they out-hit the Tigers this weekend. That's the best team in the American League they went toe-to-toe with for three games and just could not scratch across enough runs. And part of that is why they lost yesterday, and another part is just the black hole at the catching position right now that is really hurting them and then hurt them defensively yesterday.
All right, obviously, this was really, really rough. The way that things unfolded yesterday in the ninth and then in extras, I mean, that to me kind of signified like this is officially, I said it last week, a lost season, but now it's over, right, Matt? Like this season is over. They will be making trades, and could there be a fire sale?
I don't know about a fire sale, Tone. I think that, yesterday was devastating. You're right. I mean, it was really bad. You have to win that game. You're a strike away. You have got to block that ball. If Bo Naylor's calling for a low splitter from Class A, you got to know it's coming in on a 1-2 pitch low in the dirt, and you block it, and then you go with something up in the zone on 2-2. You have to block that ball. And I got news for you. Go back and watch the McKinstry steal. He had a terrible jump. Naylor had a high pitch to get up and pop up and throw. It was all there for him. And he one-hopped it into Rocchio. The original call was out, but as you can see, he slid in safe and they overturned it. You got to throw that guy out. You know, I hate to pick on just one guy here, but Bo Naylor's been brutal. And I know his defensive run saved is up the last few weeks from where it was, but it's still 24th or whatever in the league. It's not good enough. And that yesterday was kind of a Bo Naylor game. I mean, it was bad. But your original question, Anthony, it's going to be very hard to climb out of this. I know there's a lot of baseball left. And if they can climb out of it, what? They get to the third wild card spot? But that's not what we signed up for this year. As my brother points out on the podcast, we were in the ALCS last year. And they, like I told you guys last week, they punted on this season. They just never admitted it. And they're still punting. Well, Chase DeLauder, we got to make him watch him play 4 days in a row first down at AAA. But this is ridiculous. What a slap in the face yesterday to have Lane Thomas go on the IL and you bring up Will Wilson.
So like, what's the motivation, Matt? There has to be a reason.
The from the front office?
Yeah.
They're sticking with the plan. They've got a plan, and they don't care what you say, I say, Kenny says, Owen, anybody. They are not deviating ever. They wear the same golf shirts every day because they don't deviate. They have the same idea about pitching. They won't they will not deviate. The plan must be, and we don't know because they don't tell you much. When they do talk, the plan must be that DeLauder comes up after the All-Star break, and they are sticking with it no matter what. They're sticking with it. They will not bend. All-Star break, it must be the time. It must be.
Matt Derry joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So even as angry as you are, apparently there is some understanding with you and the front office that you can understand maybe what the front office is dealing with here right now or what they're going through right now with this team, knowing that maybe they have some constraints. Or do you feel that maybe heads should roll?
Well, I'm not ready to fire Chris Antonetti or Mike Chernoff. I still think they have done, overall, for the years they've been here, a very good job. They're having a terrible, terrible year. They are. I mean, bottom line, they have failed this season. And whether it's ownership telling them this offseason, hey, look, sell off Jimenez, sell off Naylor, just do it. And that was the narrative from the owner to do it and the edict to do it. Hey, that might be the case. I'm not so sure it was, because Paul Dolan, for the most part, has let these guys handle things a certain way. If the budget was a certain place, and that's where they had to go, but you've stunted the growth of the team trying to build an ALCS by taking away two very good veteran players. And I bought into the Jimenez trade. I did, because I thought getting out from underneath that contract was smart. But the players you've inserted to replace these players are not good enough. The second base is not good. First base has not been good. I know Carlos Santana we love, but you've got to deal him now. He's on a one-year deal. He's 39. He's not a part of your future. And C.J. Cephas is probably, and Kyle Manzardo are probably your first base DH combo for the next, hopefully, 5 to 10 years. So Carlos is going to have to go. But front office, whether it was an edict or not, has not done the job. The players on the field that they put out there are not good enough. And then when they have to bring guys up from AAA, like Will Wilson and others, those guys aren't good enough either. And that's the bottom line. Cephas, Juan Brito, Manzardo, who's already up, Chase DeLauder, of course. Let's just see these guys. Get them up here. But they don't. They just will not deviate. They're not. They don't think they're ready.
Do you want to hear more from Stephen Vogt in the postgame? Because I think he's reaching Stefanski, Hugh Jackson territory in the repeats. Well, and the reason I say that, I'll tell you the reason I say this, Matt, is I think he secretly knows this ain't a good team. This ain't a good team, and there's nothing I can do with this. But I can't go out there and rip him in the public every day, because Will Wilson is not going to turn into a great player, and neither is Jonathan Rodriguez or you know, Austin Hedges. It does him no good to rip him. Bo Naylor's a big nothing. He's part of their future, I guess, because they have nothing behind him. But I don't know how good it does him to go out and rip those guys, especially when, you know, I can point right back at him and go, where were you when Jose got hit? Where were you during that?
I love that Shaq was the big Aristotle.
Yeah.
And he was called the big nothing.
Well, I mean, that's basically what he's been. That's basically, he's 173, his hitting ain't good, his fielding ain't good. What exactly do you do here that gives you any sort of a thought that there's a future to Bo Naylor at all? Sorry, Matt, go ahead.
Well, no, let's get back to the vote thing that you brought up, Kenny. Yeah. I thought last year he was a wizard. He did a fantastic job. He deserved Manager of the Year. And what he did with that roster that no one expected to do much was amazing. And they made the ALCS. And he took players and put them in the right spots. He got the bullpen. The bullpen was incredible. And he pushed all the right buttons. And you're right. Running it back this year with a worse roster, you knew the bullpen was going to regress. You've got a young pitching staff. It's still young. But... you know, this is the first week I've been really upset with him, because Friday night, Kyle Manzardo up there down one in the ninth inning, a 2-0 count, and that pitch from Will Vest is basically over the catcher's head. And Dingler framed it, brought it down a little bit. That was ball three. Instead, it was called a strike. Now, 2-1 count instead of 3-0 with Jose Ramirez in the on-deck circle is a big difference. Get out there, Steven, and argue for your guys. Immediately you'll get tossed because you can't argue balls and strikes. But at least you're building, at least you fire up the squad. You do something. Get out of the dugout, dude. Yesterday, Kwan, first at bat against Scooble. That's ball four outside. And Scooble gets that call. Get out there. Like, remember Manny Acto when he just refused to leave the dugout to argue anything, and the players all knew it? They're like, our manager won't come in. Vogt just sits there. Like, I'm not asking him to. You're right. He can't make Jonathan Rodriguez a big league player. He can't make Will Wilson a big league player. He can't just press a button on Bo Naylor's helmet and turn him into a 300 hitter. But what he can do is get out there and defend his guys. And there were some egregious calls this weekend that at least he would have gone out there. Yesterday, Carlos Mendoza, the Mets, they're trying to sweep the Yankees. They're losing. He went out there and just embarrassed the home plate umpire and got tossed. And the crowd loved it. And Vogt's done. He's just sitting there right now. And you're right. He sounded very defeated yesterday. He knew how devastating yesterday was. And now they got to go to Houston. And the Astros are playing as well as anybody in baseball. It's not going
to
get any.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Easier.
Matt, what I am really thinking about, because I think the season's over. I think most fans are kind of there, and apathy is probably going to set in outside of watching the kids play when the kids finally get called up. Okay, so we all understand that. Do you think this kind of season is sending shockwaves through the front office up to ownership, or are they taking all this in stride and they're just going to talk about bad luck, injuries, just an anomaly for a team that's always been competitive?
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to say, because they are very consistent in their messaging. They always have been. They have all been together for so long, so they're on the same page. But you're right, Anthony, the level of anger right now and the disdain that these fans have for this group is pretty high. It is. I mean, you know, Ken mentioned before me, my brother did not go yesterday. He had tickets That's a pretty big game to go see Scooble. Tigers, Guardians, a beautiful Sunday, and it was a little bit hot. My brother won't go down there until the water's up. He doesn't want to see it. It's a bad product. They're boring. They can't score. I mean, poor Gavin Williams yesterday. That guy stood toe-to-toe with Scooble. The other night, Logan Allen pitched his ass off. I mean, Slade Ciccone on Friday made two mistakes. These guys, that group, that starting pitching group, minus now Luis Ortiz, who knows when he'll be back, if ever, they've done a pretty darn good job. They've been battling. I mean, even Cantillo in Chicago the other night gave him everything he could, and they're not getting any help. So I don't know if it's going to make a change, but I think it is time. I mean, Paul Dolan's father, Larry, rest in peace, has passed away. The talk always was that Paul was trying to win one for his dad. Well, it might be time to pass the torch now. It might be time. And it is. It's time.
Well, I'd be as comfortable with it as I've ever been because, you know, before I used to go, hey, man, it's easier to deal with somebody who you know is at least committed to keeping the team in the city. We knew that with Paul Dolan. Well, now, you know, the renovations have been made to the stadium. The lease is in place. Like, if there was a time, it'd be now because I'm sorry. Fans are not going to accept after an ALCS appearance. Well, your TV deal. I mean, I brought that up with Zach Meisel, and he, in so many words, told me I was full of it about that. And, I mean, you got a guy who's as understanding as anybody in Zach, and if he ain't going to let me say it, then I guess I can't say it no more.
Because
what I'm trying to do, I'm not trying to insult the fans and sure. Go, well, yeah, the ownership. Well, I know that it's a baseball thing, so I don't want to just get people mad for no reason. I want something to back it up. But when I got Zach saying that I'm full of it over this, then, no, they're – I need to examine myself, and I need to examine the organization. Go, hey, maybe it is time. Maybe it's time to go.
No, you're right. And Zach's as plugged as anybody. He's the best beat writer in baseball. Here's the other thing: the Stephen Kwan situation. If you don't re-sign him and he walks, or you trade him, that stadium's going to be it. You can do all the renovations you want. No one's going to go.
Man, re-signing. Well, yeah. How are they re-signing?
How do I know
him?
He even wants to be here?
Well, that's the thing. You got to show him. Let's say Paul Dolan decides tomorrow, hand it to David Blitzer, and the front office says, we've been given a little bit more leeway or some freedoms, and you've got DeLauder, Brito, and Kafis up, and maybe you add a couple of free agent bats, and you actually spend a little bit and tell Stephen Kwan, watch this, we're going to transform the roster around you and Jose. And we got the pitching, because they do. They've got a lot of Parker Messick's in the futures game. That's another arm for the future. Same with Doug Nikhazy, not in the futures game, but he's a good pitcher. They got some guys coming on the pitching side. It's the hitting. So maybe that would excite a guy like Stephen Kwan to stay. And again, go to the agent and find out what he wants. Make an effort. You have got to keep him. He's amazing.
Matt Derry, Derry Brothers Guardians cast. Find him on Twitter at Derry Speaks, Derry Speaks. You can find that podcast on the absolutely free Odyssey app. It's fantastic. They do it twice a week. Matt, thank you very much for the time. All the best to you and yours.
All right, fellas. Back at you.
Matt Derry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.